Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good. Glad to hear it. Everybody's got fight fever, I presume. I woke up this morning and saw texts. Even my fiance is, I would say, fairly excited about the fight.
I was talking to my boys about it. Everybody's excited, man. Talking to my friends.
Yep.
Iron Mike. I don't know what he calls himself.
The problem child. Gallo.
What does that mean?
It's the rooster.
The rooster.
Why does he call himself that?
Maybe because it also means.
Yeah, I'm guessing
that. Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe that's his name.
I don't know why he calls
himself. I'll look into it.
Okay, look into that. Well, Brooke, last night I was telling her about him. I'm like, aren't you excited? She's like, I don't know enough about
El Duce, and I'll kick his ass if he's trying to
steal. El Duce is better.
And El Popwalk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Both of them.
I said, if you're not excited about it, she's like, I just don't know enough about, I don't remember Mike Tyson, I don't know which Paul is which, I don't know who they are. I was like, watch the Netflix thing.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, she was like, okay, and she watched all of it.
Yeah, well, she didn't have to watch it tonight.
Yeah, well,
get into it.
She was like, are you, like, wanting to watch it? Because her sister had said something, and she's like, I hadn't heard you talk about it. I was like, yeah. I was like, I want to watch it. Everyone in the world is going to be watching it. And she was like, oh, okay. But yeah, now she's excited about it. So, I wonder how many people out there are, without having money on Paul, rooting for Paul. Like, after watching that series, did it bring anybody around to say, right. I don't hate him as much as I thought?
On our Twitch?
Yeah, is there a way to do that?
Yeah, so not who you think's going to win.
Okay.
Who do you want to win?
Okay,
I'd like to see that. And then just, if you get a chance, if you're at work or whatever, just go to twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, and we'll put it up and kind of keep track of it.
Yeah.
Also, it was a nickname given to him by the residents of Puerto Rico, where he lives.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. He's in Puerto Rico. He lives in Puerto Rico full-time.
Yeah, him and his brother.
Okay. I saw them showing all those gyms that he's redone down there and everything. But so he just got out of L.A. Did they mention that in the series, and I just missed that he'd moved down there?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I definitely got the they showed that he worked out down there and all that,
but
I wasn't.
Yeah, he talks about how he left Hollywood because it...
So that new place was in Puerto Rico with the astronaut statue?
Or he's meditating in the yard.
That's all in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Okay, cool.
And he said he was doing too much drugs in L.A.
Yeah, right?
Too much. It was too wild. He was too young and too much money, which, absolutely.
I did see somebody post a video of him when he was a kid, you know, him and his brother getting started, and he's dancing and lip-syncing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is who I am, Mike Tyson's fighting.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's also crazy
to
go back.
He's a grown man now, so whatever. It's different. But it was... You know, he was doing, like, some sort of, you know, boxing, you know, basketball shorts and no shoes on, doing the running man and link seeking to Christina Aguilera or something. I was like...
That's what they did.
All right, man.
It's also crazy that stuff made them so famous. The Vine videos, if you go back and watch those, I think just because now those things are so common, that whole style, whatever that style is. And look, they probably helped invent it. They were one of the first, so that's why they made all that money. I get it. But it is kind of crazy. I guess I look at them and go, okay, so this was that generation's Jackass. Mm-hmm. Same sort of thing. We just make fun of these men on the street. We mess with one another. Fairly similar. It's also, like you've said before, kind of mixed in with a little bit of radio morning show antics.
Yeah,
you know,
is.
Sending someone out to do something crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of a mix of those things, but you have to find a way to get it down into a few seconds. With how long were Vines? 12 seconds? 6 seconds? Something like that?
Yeah.
They were short. And that's what really got them popular, right? That was their first big medium was Vine?
Yeah. Well, I watched that documentary on the Paul brothers, whatever. I think it was Jake.
Okay.
Yeah, it was one of those behind the whatever.
Oh.
There was a Jake Paul documentary.
Oh, well, then I
watched
must
that about
have
him.
Watched it, too. Maybe I didn't watch it.
We talked about it.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, because I couldn't
so
even remember which Paul
started,
brother was
started,
rich.
They started, like, YouTube and, you know, in Ohio and dancing in their rooms and stuff. That's how they started.
Yeah,
they're
doing
clearly
Vines.
Both good athletes, though.
Yeah, I mean just look at them.
Athletic. And, you know, I watch enough WWE to know that his older brother, Logan, is unreal. Like, the stuff he does in the WWE ring compared to guys who have been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Like
I would know.
I know, but just like flying off the top rope and smashing people on tables and stuff. Stuff that other people can't do. That whether you love or hate wrestling, you think it's stupid or not, you're like, that takes athletic ability. Like you've worked at that and you're born an athlete.
Right.
You know, you just can't get in there and, you know, jump from the ring to the top rope and do a backflip off of it. That ain't.
And I think his younger brother just getting in the ring and taking down MMA fighters is not nothing. I know people are like, oh, he's not a real fighter. But if he's just a YouTube star, beating up people who fight
for
their entire lives for a living, that's something.
Yeah.
That's something. I'm a little concerned about this glove thing, which I didn't know about until last night.
It feels like they acquiesced on both sides. I don't have any insider info on that or anything, obviously. But
that changes things,
they change the rules. And one of them goes into Mike Tyson's favor, and one of them's clearly in Jake Paul's favor. And it's 8 rounds, I think, and it's two minutes instead of 3 minutes. That helps Tyson.
A ton.
But the other thing is they're using 14-ounce gloves.
Yeah.
So, you know,
how
I just
hard
think
does
about,
that punch hurt with the
right,
bigger
I
glove.
Think about back to it when, you know, when I just did, you know, kid boxing, you know, like in middle school and high school, we used 12-ounce.
Right.
And that was, you know, amateur, you know, your kid, don't get your kid killed.
Yeah.
But the heavyweights, what Tyson, when he was knocking all those dudes out, he was using 10-ounce gloves.
They were even smaller. And so
this is a lot of padding on that.
That seems like it could make a huge difference.
And it's almost like maybe, you know, they said, like they knew.
Like if it was Mike,
look, you know, 8 rounds, 3 minutes, and was Jake Paul like, man, you hit really hard. He's like, all right, how about 2 minutes, more padding
on
the gloves.
More gloves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like they're like, okay, that let's make this fair.
Well, I guess I got to figure out how to bet on this here in a second.
It's all, you can bet a million different things.
I'm going to check it out right now.
I got a little bit of money already, but I'll pick some more.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Well, I'm in dire straits, Laszlo.
What's wrong, buddy?
I need your help.
What's wrong?
Well, the good times have come to an end.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. Maybe not, though. I'm just hanging on by a...
You're hanging on by living in the margins?
Living on the margins, hanging on by a hair here. Well, I was playing with all that house money for so much time... And I thought, well, I haven't had to put any money in this sports betting app for 3 months or whatever it is. And because even if I lost, I would do these little safety bets. Not to mention our boss telling us who was going to win those NASCAR races.
Yeah, that
helped quite a bit. But I could win money on baseball, it seemed like, somewhat regularly. It wasn't a ton of money, but all those bets I made would cover one another.
There are things like if you're smart about baseball, you can do it. You know, baseball, you do the run scoring.
I do it by the run. I bet, okay, if the Royals are playing the Twins, I say the Royals will win by one, they'll win by two. They'll win by three. Then I do the same for the Twins. The only time it's a bust is if it's 5 or more runs,
right,
or whatever it is.
Not rarely,
which
happens.
Does happen sometimes.
Yeah, but if you keep doing it,
you seem to
you'll come out on top.
Yeah, if you just do the math, you figure out this pays this, right. So I'll cover my bet with this. But then I also did manage to win some money.
I made
money
a lot of money just betting the White Sox would lose.
Yeah,
every
that was
day,
a good one.
Every day, $20, White Sox to lose.
The last thing I want, you got me some money on New Mexico.
That was a good one.
State?
Just New Mexico.
New
I kept
Mexico.
Thinking you were going to.
Yeah, New Mexico.
New Mexico State played the next day. That's
okay.
Why I
made the bet while
I
you were here.
I texted you and was like,
no, it was
know,
the right
did
bet.
You win?
No, I got it. But it was
I think it's my fault, too, because I might have said New Mexico State first. And then I heard you say it, and I was like, no, it's tonight.
Okay.
And then I heard you say State again.
I kept saying State. But that was because there'd been Michigan. No, I don't know. Toledo. Anyway, I lost money on that Toledo game. But. I've only got a little bit left here, and we got to make this work. So I'm going to need your predictions here in a second.
Well, don't take mine. I lost you money last night. Like, I thought.
I added a few things to that.
I thought they'd score
parlay. I added a few legs there. But I was
off.
I had like five or six legs. I think I only got two things. That game was
good, man.
Huh? Philly did? Yeah.
They look good.
Well, remember when there's all that talk about who would you rather have as a quarterback, Jalen or Patrick? That was fun. It's like when they did the Manning or Brady until they played, you know, and then that just goes away.
Yeah.
But you forget, like, no, he's good.
He's a good quarterback.
He's still really good,
man. He's a good quarterback.
He can be really, really good. So I won't be biting on the Eagles yet because that's over now. But let's say you have a little look here in a second. You can help me. I've got a few bucks left to make this work.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Okay, right, so I'm working with. Last week, I think I pulled up the wrong city for TV Guide. So.
Okay.
And I'm not betting on the Bears again because F that guy. That's unbelievable. That's just ridiculous. Nor do I want to watch the Bears game if it was on anyway. So this week, though, we get two good games on CBS for the AFC. You've got Kansas City obviously plays Buffalo, and that's at 3 o'clock. But before they play, you get Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And Pittsburgh,
great game.
I don't know how closely people have been paying attention to Pittsburgh this year, but, I mean, I guess you never count Tomlin out. That's just sort of how it goes.
And Russ is playing great.
Yeah, so that could be a really good game. I would still think that the Ravens probably have most of the advantage there, but I don't know.
Russ can throw those deep balls, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if
Russ can throw it deep.
Pittsburgh gave
him hell. Ravens got a problem covering the deep pass we saw.
Now, if you want to watch NFC games, like I said, the Bears are playing the Packers. So, according to this TV Guide thing I'm looking at, but I don't care about that. I'll be watching Green Bay. And I'll be watching, or not Green Bay, I'll be watching Baltimore, and I'll be watching Kansas City. I'll be watching those two games.
Yeah, of course.
So, you're getting the impression here, you're saying, put some money on Pittsburgh? Is that what we're saying?
I like Pittsburgh.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Okay, are you betting any money this weekend?
I'll probably take Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'll take Pittsburgh.
What? Just take them with the points? You're going to build some parlays?
I think they get 3.5, don't they? What's the line?
It says it's 3, at least on my app.
Baltimore's minus 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd probably take Pittsburgh plus 3.
Okay.
And then if I had to build a parlay, I'd probably take Harris to score a touchdown.
Okay, well, that's
and Henry to score a touchdown.
Harris and Henry, that's easy enough.
There you go.
It feels
pretty safe except for the win, but...
What about the Chiefs and the Bills? Man. That's pretty exciting. We kept saying the Chiefs... They're going to lose a game.
Yeah, I don't.
Just
think...
most likely, not because we want them to, not because they necessarily have shown that this is the week they're going to lose. Because statistically, they'll lose.
The last team to do it was the Dolphins, and all those dudes are like
100.
I remember as a kid watching them, you know, celebrate as they were all retired. I was 10; they've been retired for years, and they're doing champagne. And now you see it as like two dudes left.
Yep,
and they're in wheelchairs. They're like, hey, they're like,
this
God
is us.
Damn, man.
I mean, the Patriots came really close that year, but thank God they didn't do it because I had a lot riding on that game with you. But
I mean, I think there's a lot riding on this game for the Chiefs, though. I do. I know people are like, but whatever.
What if they get embarrassed? Like, what if they just get pummeled?
Well, I mean, that's one thing, and that's okay. Like, then it is what it is. But I think, like, you know, I don't think people are talking about it. I think the Chiefs have a lot riding on it. I think they're going for a three-peat, which has never been done.
Yeah.
And, you know, by happenstance, right, and being good, they're undefeated. So they're going for right now there's got to be talk of an undefeated three-peat.
Absolutely.
It's
I think the
happened.
Excitement that Mahomes showed at the end of that Broncos game last week, I think that was probably indicative of this hope that they could have a perfect season.
So
because
I
that
don't
was a
think
lot
the
of excitement.
Chiefs are going to come out flat.
Right.
I think they're going to want it.
And it's in Buffalo. They're giving.
Buffalo wants to beat the Chiefs.
They're giving, let's see, they've got Bills minus 2.
Okay, so they're giving the Chiefs 2 points. So they think the Chiefs are a point better than them.
Because don't you get 3 points
usually,
for
I mean, that's what they,
the home field?
That they say, yeah.
That's kind of how that works. So we know that it's going to be a close game to try and predict, at least, whether or not it actually ends up being a close game. Who knows? But
how about this? I don't know the last time that I was able to put money on the Chiefs and get points. So, and I'd like to know, when was the last time you could put money on the Chiefs and get a couple points?
Yeah.
So, that in mind, I'll take the Chiefs and the points.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefs.
And I'll take D-Hop for a touchdown. No, I'll take Kelce for a touchdown.
Why not take both?
Well, because I don't know how it's going to be, but you know what? Kelce's going to show up in a big game.
I feel like they both
that, you know, touchdown. That's him.
I might take Hunt. Just add him to that.
Yeah.
Take them all for a touchdown. What would that be, huh? Build that little parlay here in a second. Snowcone's pretty good at predicting. He's Snowcone, who wins the Chiefs-Bills game?
Oh, man, I have no idea.
That's your thought? You're a Chiefs fan. You're supposed to just automatically respond Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs, for sure.
Okay. Yeah,
I imagine it's going to be a close game. They always play us close.
The Chiefs have just looked so weird. But we say that, I feel like, each year. Yeah. They look so different than they did the year before. Everyone goes, I don't know what to make of the Chiefs. Defense is good now. That's a huge, huge difference between a few years ago. So, not that they weren't good, but they weren't this good. So, I really don't know. If you look now at the schedule and you say they're going to lose a game, we picked Denver last week. We're pretty close.
Yeah, I thought.
We thought that could be the game.
Felt like the game.
Just stick Denver in there. That'll be the one. Mm-hmm. And
they're better than people think. Their quarterback's pretty good. Their defense is good. That felt like the game. If I had to pick the Chiefs to lose a game coming up, I'd say the Chargers.
Well, that could be a tough game, too. I mean, the Chargers look pretty damn good.
Look pretty good.
So,
they got the number one defense in the league.
They'll clearly be the team, I think, to beat in this division now, soon, if not already now. I think they'll be one for the Chiefs to beat.
That defense is solid. So.
I think they look like they'll be the team that give the Chiefs the most trouble. So I'm going to go ahead and say that, because it pays so well, I'm going to say all those guys get touchdowns. I'll take the points, but then I'll say that all three of them get a touchdown. How's that?
All right.
What about the Baltimore game and Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, you already gave me that. I wrote that one down. And then, so we're not betting on the NFC? Forget about that.
And we got the Lions, Carolina.
How many Lions, Carolina's on here? Let me find it for you. Oh, and also, I haven't even put in my actual bet for boxing yet. It's so cool to see boxing up here at the top because of this fight. Yeah, we definitely got to do that. So, Packers, Bears, no. Save it from that. Lions and Jags. You got
the Lions and Jags.
Lions minus 14. That's a noon game. It looks like it. Do you have ticket, Sunday ticket, whatever? So do you illegally watch those games? Do you stream them?
I haven't had to for the most part because the Lions
have been on because they've been good. Yeah.
Yeah, and then usually if they're not on, I'll just go to a bar.
Well, the Jaguars really suck.
They do suck.
They suck. So I certainly wouldn't take them to win. I don't know if you take them with 14 points. It's a lot, but man. They're pretty bad. And I don't watch all of their games all the way through, but I do see the highlights or whatever they are, and they are not good. Like, nothing about them looks good. So that seems like one where whatever you do, even the points, I would be scared with that one.
Let me see.
I tell someone like Snowcone who's just looking to bet a couple dollars here, stay away from the Lions game. Unless you just want to bet the Lions to win straight up, which won't pay anything, but go for it. Some of these other games, I mean, really, I think we get the two best games back-to-back at noon and 3, because Ravens-Steelers and then Chiefs-Bills, those are the two exciting games. And then I'm guessing, that's Monday night. Sunday night will be Bengals-Chargers. So that'll be a good game. The Bengals almost made me rich last week. Uh-huh. Almost.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, you know what, I will bet on that Bengals game. Because it was so close. I just feel like Burrow owes me. I got to get that money back. The Chargers are good. The Bengals are, who knows?
Carolina and the points.
You're taking Carolina and the points?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought that we decided that
Jags and the points.
Yeah, Jags and the points. It's a lot of points, but...
It's a lot of points. Jags and the points.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not talking about a coach here, though, that lets up.
He's playing
an easy team, he'll just keep scoring easy touchdowns.
I know, but 14's a lot.
I know, but they know what they're doing. That's what scares me. Oh, take them.
Take a winner and take Amon-Ra St. Brown and David Montgomery to score touchdowns. And don't take a winner.
I wish there was a way to bet on that kicker. A bet on him to score the game-winning. But game's not going to be that close, though.
Take those two to score touchdowns.
All right, now, something that we don't normally get to do, and even if we could, we probably wouldn't, because who cares, but boxing, boom, right there at the top. Now, here's what it says. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, you can do method of victory, at least on my app. Betting by round, number of rounds, knockout betting. So, what do you do? Are you going to pick a winner?
I bet earlier. So the rounds are 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And On my app, you could bet the round, whichever round you wanted, all of them, right? But individually, you could bet the round and the knockout, and then you could bet the time. And so it was, I bet the fourth round knockout, Mike Tyson knocks out Jake Paul in the fourth round in under a minute.
Okay.
And I like that because it's not 3 minutes, so you're really getting a 50-50 shot here if it's in the first minute. And then the other part of that is, I think Mike's going to be tired.
I
don't know if he's going to be swinging those haymakers 80 seconds in.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come out in that first minute and try to knock him out in every round.
Right.
So I would take,
I've watched all these predictions. I mean, all these things have been said.
I would take knockout first minute, second, third, and fourth round. See what happens.
So if I just go by round, I'm rooting for Mike. I hope Mike wins. I think most people are.
Mm-hmm.
But I can totally foresee, and I think Snow Cone agreed, that maybe in that docuseries you saw a little bit of just age in Tyson, the way that he walked, and it kind of had a, almost like his leg was stiff or something.
He just looks a bit older.
Yeah. And if you bet, if I could absolutely see a scenario where Tyson comes out there, they start fighting, and within the first round, Tyson gets knocked down. Now, that wouldn't be totally shocking to me. Losing in the first round, that would be something else. Because now you got to go down three times. You got to, you know, get hit hard enough that they got to end the fight. So there's a reason that that pays so well. It's like plus 1,400 that Paul wins in round one. But that's a lot of money if you want to throw a couple bucks at it. And I would say that, at least on my app, they've got Paul in round two at plus 1,200. Paul in round three at plus 1,200. Round four at plus... I'm just saying...
Well,
it might be worth
around.
A little bit of money to put on those different bets, because I do think it's possible. And I also saw a couple different boxing people who predicted that it would go the distance and that Tyson would win on points.
Tyson would win on points?
Yeah. I saw somebody say that. I thought it was in a docuseries, but maybe it was something else.
If I thought it went the distance, my money would be on Paul.
Paul? Well, if you bet that Tyson wins on points, that's plus 900. And if you bet on Paul winning on points, it's plus 300. So really with this fight...
They think that, that he might win on points. If it goes the distance, they think Paul wins.
Yeah. You can throw things around a little bit here and kind of cover your bets a little bit, especially with some of these really high sequences.
Well, they've got the math figured out, but...
Now, Paul by KO / TKO or DQ, that's plus 140. That's actually the lowest odds on here. So they think, I guess, that's more likely than these other things. Tyson by KO or TKO is plus 240. Yeah, I know. That seems kind of crazy, right?
Do they do it by round?
I think you could spread it. Well, I can do, when I get to rounds, then I can do who wins by round. Then I can start going by, I saw somewhere on here, full distance, TKO. But now I can't find that. So
I would say, I think it was plus 500 for me.
Because if I just go like Tyson in round three, plus 1,800.
A knockout?
Well, it just says in round three, so that would have to be a TKO or a knockout,
I'd take that.
I mean, that seems like a pretty good...
I'd take round three and four.
Round three and four. Well, round four, plus 2,000 if you're picking
Tyson. For Tyson to knock him out?
Yeah, for Tyson to win in round four.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Those seem like good bets, right?
Yeah, they do.
So I think I'm just going to take what's left of my free money, which has lasted me. Thank you, God. It's been in there a long time. I got like $65 left.
There you go.
Just going to spread it around, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I like Tyson round two, three, and four.
Okay, and Snoke, on bet something. They're giving free money to do this. Put a little bit on it so you have a little skin in the game tonight.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right. Well, the news. I mean, the biggest news, obviously, is that the fight is tonight. But there is other stuff going on, including this news that I was so excited to share with Laszlo. I saw this morning, and it is possible. Maybe you do know this already. I would think if anyone would find out about this early, it would be you. Maybe your kids, if they'd heard about it, I feel like they would have told you for sure. But I believe, if not your favorite, easily top two or three favorite shows of all times is Friday Night Lights. You love it so much, you've rewatched Friday Night Lights, and you rewatched it with the boys not that long ago. Now, people who have never seen it, I can't think of that guy's name that stars in Friday Night Lights, but everyone knows who
he
is.
Kyle Chandler.
Chandler, thank you. And Peter Berg did the show. He's the actor turned director who directs all kinds of big stuff. And it was a pretty big show. I've never seen it. I saw a little bit of the first season. I did see the original movie, but I know you and the boys rewatched not that long ago, and now there is talk that Friday Night Lights is coming back. There's going to be more Friday Night Lights.
The Dillon Panthers could be making their way back to television. Deadline is reporting that Friday Night Lights may be the next series to get that reboot treatment. Of course, fans have been calling
for
this ever since the hit show here on NBC ended in 2011 after five seasons. There's no casting confirmed yet. But whoever steps into that role certainly has some big shoes to fill. This is a series that was created by Peter Berg, who goes on to direct great film.
Would you be interested, even if it's a reboot with all new cast, or does that change everything? The fact that it would be a new cast and just the same name, but it would obviously be about a high school football team.
I'd watch it and see how it is. I mean, I think it's one of the best shows ever, but... Yeah, certainly. I'd be interested. I'm interested. I'm already interested. I don't even know what it's about.
Yeah, there are certain series that even if it's a new cast, if it's a reboot and sharing the same name and there's any shared creativity, like for the original creators, I'd be excited. There's a lot of them. If they said they were doing a new Sopranos reboot, now it might suck. But, they are doing a Sopranos?
They're doing, I think it starts in January. It's so you should go back and watch now. Now you got a reason to watch the old ones.
I did watch the old ones with Brooke.
You watched you all caught up. You watched Owens. Yep. So I think it's where they did the movie, the Many Saints of
Newark. I never watched that though.
It's his son, and it's going
to
be.
They're doing a series on that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's the one that comes to mind. But there's a lot of those that are big enough. I guess House of Dragonfire. What's it called? Mm-hmm. Dragons of Fire.
House of Dragons.
House of Dragons. Is that a reboot? No, it's more of a spinoff, but it's a reboot, right? It's the same universe. It's the same idea.
It's a prequel spinoff thing.
Yeah. So it's, pretty close to a reboot. And you were very excited to know that it was coming, even if it has a different cast and all those things. Yeah. Speaking of which, Snow Cone.
But I heard you say... Well, no, they said that there's no Kyle Chandler.
They don't know. No casting has been announced, so probably not. It is a reboot, but... They haven't said that he won't be.
I mean, why not?
He could be. There's a lot of money in series. So.
And he was great at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's been successful out in Hollywood as a movie
but
star.
Not huge.
Yeah, no, not huge. He always shows up in a ton of stuff, and it's always that cop or the principal, the dean or whatever it is. He always kind of plays himself. He's really good at it, though.
Yeah.
But I've heard that series, especially network series, is where the money's at, because then that stuff gets into syndication and all that. You're set for life. It's a huge, huge payday. A lot of work, because they got to film however many episodes a season, but a lot of money. Stone Cone, you being the fan of Game of Thrones that you are, and House of the Dragon, and it took me forever to convince you to watch Game of Thrones, because it just wasn't something that was really what we would have thought in either of our alleys.
No, I don't do fantasy stuff.
The Dune show. You know there's a Dune series coming now, and it's close to being released. And I just think, this is their new Game of Thrones, and it has Snow Cone written all over it. The second movie, you only watched the first one.
I did watch the first one.
And the second movie, I think, is even so much better. I liked the first one, but the second one was so great.
People talk about it like it's the greatest film ever.
And I think if you watched the second one, you'd be excited about this series a lot. I really think it's something you'd be into. I didn't even know they were making it till a few weeks ago. I saw the trailer, but I think it comes out pretty soon. I mentioned this earlier. We've actually talked about it for a couple weeks now, but as Trump fills these cabinet positions, they announced officially that RFK will be the head of Health and Human Services.
Uh-huh.
So that's all of the different health departments. I know CDC, FDA, aren't they all under HHS? I think they are.
I believe so.
President-elect Trump overnight hosting allies and his transition team at Mar-a-Lago, praising one choice that's causing controversy.
RFK Jr., Bobby.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an environmental lawyer and anti-vaccine activist, as the head of Health and Human Services.
People like you, Bobby. Don't get too popular, Bobby.
Kennedy on social media saying he's committed to advancing Trump's vision to make America healthy again.
I like how they say, one announcement it has caused some controversy. One, no, they've all been controversial. Yesterday, it was the Attorney General talk with Matt Gaetz. That was hugely controversial. Before that, it was Marco Rubio.
Right.
I feel like each time, though, liberals have been like, they got with Marco Rubio, like, Marco Rubio, he's not qualified at all. And then they see Matt Gaetz. I'm like, wait a second. Forget about Rubio. Rubio's fine. Matt Gaetz, he definitely cannot be head of the Justice Department. And then they say, no, RFK really is going to be head of Health and Human Services. Like, wait a second. Right. That's what we care about. That's the one that we want to stop. That's not... I mean, I don't know how it works. Do they have, do these positions, some of them he can just appoint, right? And then some of them have some to actually be confirmed. So I don't know if they have the votes that it takes to keep some of these people from being confirmed or not. But
I don't know.
I think is HHS one that he can just name?
I think so.
Look that up, Snowcone. I think he might just be able to name that one and they don't have to be confirmed. But yeah, I could
Gaetz
be wrong.
Gaetz will have to be confirmed.
Gaetz would have to be confirmed and they're talking like that could be a problem. Exactly, is it a problem?
Why
do you have enough people? Right, that's my thing. Don't you have enough people to
And they voted
vote for
whatever Thune in or whatever.
Yeah.
To be the next guy, so.
I would think it's fine. And you've got Elon being put.
I mean, he did talk smack about Trump, but he seems to have fallen in line.
Yes.
And Trump supported him to get it, so to be the leader.
Yeah. And you've got Elon in charge of everything with this new department, so I feel like he can just. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but it seems like he can just say, no, I've got the tie-breaking vote or whatever it is. It's an interesting... I don't actually know what the power will be within that title.
For him and Vivek?
Yeah.
Doing the thing together?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
I'm not sure, because it's a brand new thing.
It's just all kind of made up, right? It's brand new. Speaking of Elon...
It's its own thing, so they don't have to get confirmed for that.
No.
I'm guessing he's just going to go around and like be like, this is what... You know, cut it. It's gone.
This is what we're doing.
You know, but Congress is in charge of the spending, so they don't really know how, what he's going to be doing.
We'll see.
Well, he doesn't have to ask for. I don't think he's going to be asking for money.
No,
he's going to be cutting it.
He's going to cut 1/3 of our spending.
So he doesn't have to ask Congress for that.
But he's going to want to keep the spending where they supplement EVs, right? That'll be the thing that he's going to want to keep.
I heard that was one of the first things he was cutting.
Oh, really? He wants to get rid of the rebate?
I heard that. Yeah, the $7,500 rebate is gone, I heard.
Because of Elon? Elon wants it gone?
Getting rid of it.
I don't understand that at all. Why does that make sense?
Maybe he's got enough money. He made $12 billion.
Well, that's what we would have said about these people.
I know what I'm just saying. If he made $12 billion since Trump got elected, so... You know, maybe he's like, hey, let's, they don't seem to be hiding it very well, but a good way to hide it is like, look, you guys were saying I was in charge and I was taking all the money. I just cut all the rebates.
Well, that's the only thing I could think is if you're saying,
I'll do this, and then do whatever you want and then make $12 billion more.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could see is if he's like, I'm going to make more money off the crypto and all that anyway, so I'll just make it look like I'm on the up and up by saying we're getting rid of this tax rebate. I had not heard that. But speaking of him, I have heard that Twitter/X has not been doing so well. I guess they lost a lot of people after the election because people who were upset about Trump's victory felt like Elon helped get him elected. And then Twitter rolled out some new terms that say you are going to everything that you tweet, everything that you've tweeted will be used to help train our AI algorithm, our AI at Twitter, at X, and you can't opt out of it, which to me seems like, I don't know, something that wouldn't be all that controversial today and age, because I just assume everything that we're typing out is being used to train AI. That's kind of how it works.
I thought he had it.
And what?
I thought he could use my stuff if I put it on his platform.
I would have thought that
anyway.
Too, but it's already theirs. That's just what I would have assumed. But they act like people
even
are
when I use Tweet Delete, I assumed it's still there.
Somewhere. Yeah, they've got it.
He still got it. You just can't see it, but he's got it.
It's like deleting your Facebook. You ever done that? Yeah. And it's gone. But then when you say, I want my Facebook back, we never actually got rid of it. It's right here. Yeah, I guess
it's
mad.
Users of X saying they're done with the platform. The company will adopt new terms of service that explicitly state, by using X, you're agreeing to let your post be used to train AI. So X could then know personal information about you and even create content using your image. Even prior to these new terms, the day after the election, X lost more users than any day since Elon Musk bought it in 2022.
I hadn't heard that. I guess it's not that surprising, but yeah, they said a record number of Twitter users shut down their accounts after the election, likely to oppose Elon over his support of Donald Trump, and then I guess this week, because of this AI thing, more people. My question is, how many more people? Was this just a way to talk about the users who left after election day to bring that back up? Because how many people are looking at this and going, I'm out. I need to be able to opt out of that. I think most of us assume that just about anything we text, tweet, post, almost anything on our phone is being collected somewhere.
There's somewhere.
And maybe you say, I don't want you sharing it with a company to help them advertise or sharing it with a third-party company, but I know you still have it, whoever the phone company is.
I'm sure they still... share it with a third-party company.
They probably do.
They're like, oh, I opted out of that. They're like, yeah, but you didn't opt out of this other thing. And so,
right. Yeah, that's
like, well, I wasn't offered an opt-out. No, yeah, whatever.
You needed to come down to our office, and there was some paperwork you needed to fill out, and you never did that. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
I'm like, don't you think I should opt in? They're like, no.
No, you don't need to. It's automatic. No. That's just how it works. I mean, we think everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This guy who runs Poly Market, Shane Copeland, I've seen his face on TV a little bit in the last month or so because people were betting on the election, and then people said, oh, how did this election betting app predict the election so much better than all of the news outlets? Do they know something that the journalists and the polls didn't know? Because they had Trump winning hours and hours before any of the networks had said Trump was winning. I don't know exactly what this means, but the feds must think something is up. Whether or not they think that this guy had inside information, that would all be speculative. But they raided Shane Copeland's house, the guy who runs Poly Market. He seems to be in good spirits about it because...
Why'd they raid him?
That's the question. I don't know. What they took hard drives and stuff like that. But he tweeted, I think it was on Twitter, he said something like, new phone, who dis? Like as a joke about this whole thing happening. So it doesn't seem too scary.
While poll after poll showed the presidential election in a dead heat, in the world of online prediction betting, a different picture emerged. Crypto gambling site Poly Market showing that a majority of users thought Donald Trump would win in the final weeks of the campaign. Shane Copeland, the 26-year-old CEO of Poly Market, taking a victory lap on CNBC's Squawk Box.
The thing that is undeniable was the night of the election, Poly Market was the first destination to basically convey that Trump had won.
In a stunning turn, that CEO coming face-to-face with federal agents as they raided his New York City apartment, seizing a cell phone and other electronics. It is not clear if Copeland or Poly Market is under investigation.
So he talked to the New York Post. The New York Post was the first one to report the raid. And when he talked to them, he said that... he didn't have any idea why he was being raided, no clue, and he's called the incident, quote, a grand political theater at its worst. So that's all we know. He's calling it political theater, and he claims he doesn't know why they came. They took his phone, and they took some other stuff, but they're not saying why they did it. You think this guy had inside information? I hope that they're not raiding people's houses just because they're like, hey, you predicted this better than NBC, than that Kornacki guy. I hope that's not enough to raid someone's house. I hope they have something more than that. I'm not saying that this guy's a good guy or a bad guy. I don't know anything about him. But
well, the night of the election, our buddy Danny Parkins was texting me. I was texting him back and forth, and he sent me to that site. And they, like, early, before there was, you know, like, before you were ready to call it, like, okay, it was really early. He's like, oh, looks like he's got this.
Yep.
And I'm like, why? Isn't it too early? And he sent me to that site, and, I mean, it was, you know, it was over, according to the site. I said, well, you to believe that, or is it too early? And he said, so this would be my, he said, these sites have, you know, they've been right on everything, on all of the elections except for the 2021.
With Biden?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they thought that Trump would win. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. And so we just kind of agreed that it was probably, you know, it's a crypto guy doing it. A lot of crypto guys betting on it. A lot of crypto guys thinking Trump's going to win. You know, those numbers are overinflated than just somebody reading polls. I mean, the way betting works is, you know, hey, if people are putting money on a team and it's getting lopsided, then the stakes change.
Yep.
So to me, if there's a bunch of guys who, you know, have crypto money and they have money and they're betting on it and they're all betting on Trump because they voted for him and they're talking about him and doesn't sound surprising to me.
Said by October 22nd, this website or app, whatever you want to call it, had given Trump a 64.3% chance of victory versus 35.7% for Harris.
Mm-hmm.
That was on October 22nd. They had him at 64.3% to win and her at 35.7%. So, and again, is that just all based on betting or what?
All I know is betting, right? All I know is betting. If you went to...
If I go look at the odds for the fight tonight... I'm getting that based on what people are betting.
Exactly.
I know that's how it works. I don't know if that's how it works with this thing or not.
And I would think.
I would think, because it's a betting site.
They
want
to make money. So to me, the same thing. Like, and then if it was with all these young white males that we know voted for Trump in absurd numbers, right? If that's who's all on this betting site, it'd be like going to Ohio right now and asking them who's going to win the national championship. I'm guessing the numbers would be skewed towards Ohio State. As if you pulled out to 10,000 feet and asked the entire country.
Yeah. Some anonymous source who's supposedly close to this Copeland guy, he said that the FBI staged a so-called raid so that they could leak it to the media and use it for obvious political reasons. I don't know what those obvious political reasons are. I'm dumb. That it looked like you guys were fixing this election?
Or that the election's rigged?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, is that what, that's the obvious, I don't know. So, I'm curious, though. I'd like the feds to say something. Why'd you raid his house? Why are you looking at his phone? Maybe they'll tell us. I would assume eventually they'll tell us.
When they do that, don't they usually hold a press conference of some sort?
I thought. And like, they had something on the warrant.
Did they run them?
Don't they have, like, a reason on the warrant? Here's why we're doing this? Because of this evidence?
What we're looking for?
This is what we're looking for?
Or they just say they're looking for computers and hard drives?
Maybe that's it. They took his stuff, though.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All
right, give me some of that news.
What was the name of that squirrel that, you know, they named the farm after, and do you remember all that?
Yeah, I remember it. I don't remember his name, though.
What was its name? Squeaky?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
There was?
No.
Doesn't sound right.
It sounded good enough to me. I know they named the farm after him, and people felt like it was going to have some sort of an impact on how people voted because it was big government crime. Peanut the squirrel, that's right. Well, I don't know if this monkey in the news today is as famous as Peanut. Maybe not. But they did say that the woman who owns this monkey is an influencer. She's in the Dallas area. And I guess she's posted a lot of videos with her monkey. She treats it like a baby. If you watch that chimp thing on HBO, she reminded me of those chimp moms talking about how it's my kid. This is my son. And I guess she was out with a friend. They had been drinking. It was a night of drinking, but she had the monkey with her. It sounds like there was some sort of an vehicle accident. She is claiming that she was not driving the car, that she was a passenger, and that she was so intoxicated, as a matter of fact, that she didn't even know that she was in an accident. No, she was holding the monkey, apparently cradling it like a baby, and they were both, I guess, taking a nap. And she didn't know that they'd been in some sort of an accident. But she wakes up. The police are talking to her. She claims that this person that she was with was the driver. I don't know if the cops, seems like maybe the cops don't believe that. She got a DWI, and they took the monkey away. And when they took the monkey away, they gave it to, like, you know, the pound or whatever. Then they handed it over to whatever the bigger organization is, the one that takes care of all the animals. It's supposed to be a kind company. One of those. They take the monkey, and they say, hey, she can't have this monkey. You can't just have a pet monkey. And not only that, but they said she wasn't even taking good care of this pet monkey. So if there was some debate about, hey, man, she should be allowed to have a pet spider monkey. It's her house. Sure. It's a small spider monkey. Who cares? Okay, except that they're also saying that the monkey wasn't well cared for. So I don't know that she's going to get her money back.
Social media influencer Brandon Botello fears she may never see Georgie Boy again. Mm. Police confiscated her 2.5-year-old spider monkey following a suspected drunk driving crash in Dallas.
I just want him home. That's it. I'm his mom.
DPD says because no one was on hand to take the monkey, officers handed him over to Irving Animal Services, the city listed as Botello's address. Georgie Boy was then turned over to an animal sanctuary.
A sanctuary, that's what those places are called, a sanctuary. And so if you're thinking, like, this is another Peanut, the squirrel thing, it's a little different. You know, that guy had a pet squirrel in the house and was running some sort of a farm in upstate New York that was helping all of these abandoned animals, mistreated and abandoned animals. This woman, I think, from what I can tell, was just posting pictures and videos of her with her spider monkey, Georgie Boy, and, you know, what it's like
being a monkey.
I don't know. Do you care if people, when I was a kid, people could have pet monkeys? I think there was a lady at church that supposedly had a pet monkey.
Really?
And I think they were more common back in, like, the 50s. Wasn't there, like, a time when they became sort of popular, when these companies started selling, because they were shipping all those monkeys over for animal testing. I feel like I've read this somewhere. And for a while, they kind of got somewhat popular as pets, because pet stores would start selling monkeys. I do know that the pet stores in my neighborhood growing up, they had monkeys for sale. They were expensive, though. Oh, you never saw a monkey for sale at the pet store? We had them. Maybe you couldn't have them in Michigan. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I never saw them.
I think just about every pet store I went into as a child, they had at least one monkey for sale, but they were really, really expensive. yeah, of course I wanted one. I'm like, well, why are we getting a cat or a dog? Let's get a monkey. It's wearing a diaper. That thing's basically a baby. And I remember my mom and dad saying they make terrible pets. And I was like, how would you know? You've never had one. Mm. Well, they throw their poop. And I'm like, it's wearing a diaper. Mm. Like, they'll take the diaper off. They're bad. And my mom would always say they spread disease. I'm like, so does the dog. Mm. So does the cat. That's why they have to get shots. So even as a kid, I understood that. Like, the dog is getting shots so that it doesn't spread disease. I'm sure the monkey can get shots. I get shots. Let's get some shots. If your kids, all they wanted was a monkey, both of them, and they just kept at it for years.
I don't know how much a monkey is.
Would you give in? Let's say you could buy one for $500.
Yeah, of course.
You'd give in?
Yeah.
You'd get the cage at the house and say, all right, we'll try this pet monkey thing.
Why is it going to have a cage?
I think because you need somewhere, because it'll start tearing up the house. I think you put them in the cage. I don't know. Maybe they just sell them in the cage.
I want one that's left to free roam.
You want it to be like a free-range monkey that can leave the house and come back?
No, just, you know, that I can leave and go to work.
Run around the house?
Yeah.
They sell, or they were, I think it was 60 Minutes a long time ago, talking about these monkeys that they're training to be service animals. And at the time, this tells you how long ago it was, but they had trained these monkeys to put, like, DVDs in the DVD player
Ooh.
And hit play for people who had different disabilities. I don't know if that ever came to be.
Idea.
So that would be pretty cool. Those are probably very expensive if they're trained to do that. What I've heard is that the pet monkeys just don't make great pets because they tear stuff up, they throw poop, they don't, like, go to the bathroom outside or in a litter box.
When they go in the toilet?
I know. I don't think so. But maybe somebody says, oh, I've seen a monkey that uses the toilet.
If I ever get a monkey, I want to train.
Yeah, I think if you're going to get one that knows all those types of tricks, then we're probably talking like $10,000. I don't know.
Or to poo in a toilet?
Maybe. I mean, those ones that they're talking about for service animals, the problem was they were really, really expensive and they still didn't know if it was going to work out. I'd like to look into that, though, and see if people do have monkeys as service animals. But I'm thinking that they must have been illegal in Michigan when you were a kid, because otherwise you would have, if not you, your peers would have talked about, I want a pet monkey. It was just a thing when I was a kid that everyone knew someone who had a pet monkey. I think
I remember my dad saying he wanted one.
What documentary did
you
watch?
My dad always said he wanted a pet monkey. So
really?
I think if it would have been legal, he probably would have gotten one.
Yeah, because I think he's... Oh, the Pete Rose documentary. Remember in that one, he was talking about his grandmother or his mother had a pet monkey?
Yeah.
You could tell that they weren't sure if they believed him or not. But I think maybe they used to be popular. But anyway, Georgie Boy, I don't think it's going to garner the same level of sympathy that Peanut did. I don't feel as bad for her. And, you know, especially if the monkey wasn't being well cared for. Peanut, the squirrel,
says the monkey wasn't being well cared for?
The sanctuary. They
said
that it was
an animal sanctuary. What are they? Are they? How do we know they're taken care of?
I don't know. I mean,
wasn't the Tiger King? Wasn't he a sanctuary?
Man, I don't know how that worked in Oklahoma.
Wasn't his called a sanctuary?
A sanctuary.
Right,
yeah.
So how do we know?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like he was a great
thing. They made it sound like this monkey was malnourished or something. I find that hard to believe because this woman is doting on this monkey all the time. And she's, she's taking it places with her.
I'm sure he had appetizers.
Yeah. Texas, I'm sure, would be like the last state to pass any laws saying you couldn't have stuff like that. I just assume that if someone wants to own a monkey or a lion or tiger, that Texas is probably the place to go and that you can still have one. But I actually don't know what the rules are. So, look, I'll tell you this. What are they going to do with Georgie Boy? If they don't give it back to her, what are they going to do with him?
Leave him at a sanctuary?
They're going to put him in a zoo, leave him in a sanctuary. I mean, I'd probably give it back to the lady. She's crying. She's really crying hard about this. She says it's her baby.
What's Georgie Boy say?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't talk, so.
I know, but if she walked up to him, would Georgie Boy come running
to her?
Or would he be like, no, I like the sanctuary?
Do a test. Let's do a test and see. If Georgie Boy likes her, then that's that.
You can stay.
A Dallas woman killed someone. It was a Dallas man who died. Two stories in the Dallas area. This guy was trying to sell an iPhone 15 on Facebook Marketplace. Sounds like they met up at a gas station. Big no-no. I always meet, like, if you can, just meet at the police station parking lot. But you want to meet somewhere very public, especially for something as expensive as an iPhone. But apparently they meet up. This guy's, like, in his mid to late 60s. He's got a family. I feel bad for this guy. Shows up. This 19-year-old girl is supposed to be buying the phone. She looks at it. We know from security camera footage, looks like they're discussing it, and she's maybe looking at the phone. Then she runs off with it. He tries to chase her, and so she starts shooting at him. So
what?
I guess if someone does take something out of your hands during one of these meetups, just let them have it. Just let them go. I mean, you want to get shot over it.
Two Dallas ISD police officers rushed to the Valero and found Ahmed Alkaloff shot next to his pickup truck. Dallas detectives learned Alkaloff was there to sell a black iPhone 15 to someone he'd been communicating with on Facebook Marketplace. 19-year-old Amaya Medrano and Alkaloff had a short conversation, and then Medrano ran off. As Alkaloff followed her, Cameras captured Medrano turning around and shooting him.
I know you don't sell stuff or buy stuff on Marketplace, really.
Not really, no.
So you'd be more likely to buy something than to sell something. I cannot envision you selling something on Marketplace. Taking those messages, responding to people, meeting somewhere. Never. It's just not a Laszlo thing. Mm-hmm. I will buy stuff off there. I'm more likely to buy stuff than I would be to sell something.
Yeah, I've tried to sell stuff on my own. I can buy stuff off some of those used stuff websites. Sure.
Yeah. I've given stuff away back before Marketplace with Craigslist. I used to give away furniture because it was crazy what people would come get.
Right.
I got to pay to get rid of this couch or move it out of here, but if I just put it on Craigslist, people will come take it. They come with trucks and they're ready.
Okay.
So I definitely used to give stuff away, but I sold a little bit, but I'm more likely to buy. And I am always just a little bit nervous, but as the buyer, I feel less nervous because I'm the one showing up there.
Right.
It's a little bit of cash. I've never bought anything for like $800. You know what I mean? So I'm not carrying that much cash on me, but it's usually a vacuum, if I'm being totally honest. It might be $100, $200, maybe. So they know I got the cash, but you got to go meet somewhere.
Vacuum public. Doesn't seem like a murder.
It doesn't seem like that's what you lure people in with, you know?
To murder
them. Got
this
auric. I mean, now I suppose
an
they
iPhone,
will start doing
I get
that.
It,
but
you know.
The phones are a big one. The phones are sketchy anyway because so many of them say they're unlocked and that they work, and then you get there and it turns out these phones are not fully unlocked. It's a stolen phone, and it ends up getting bricked, and you paid for it. I think if you do that, they tell you to just go to the phone store. You're supposed to meet at whoever your carrier is. Go to the T-Mobile store. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And I have actually done that before.
Bought a phone that way?
Yeah, I bought a phone that way. It's been a long time, but I did buy a phone that way years and years ago. Saquon Barkley last night lost me some money. Yeah, well, it took him a while to get good, but he did score 2 touchdowns in 20 seconds, and that seems like if it's not a record, it's got to be close to it. Gets the TD, then the Commanders, throw an interception, Barkley gets the ball again, immediately in the end zone. I think it was less than 20 seconds.
On the ground, and a first down, and a ton more. Barkley, touchdown. Barkley, does he have another one? Yes, he does, touchdown.
Got to be honest, Thursday Night Football was not always something I got real excited about. It seemed like the weakest game of the week.
Yeah, this week was a good game.
Now it's been good. Last week's was a really good game. And having Al Michaels on there, it's good. And the stat thing is great.
I do like that.
I mean, if you're a gambler, it's amazing. It's a game changer.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Watching Tyson slap Jake Paul.
Did you hear it on my computer? It was playing on a loop. I just kept watching over and over trying to figure out what's going on there because you said that...
Well, you and Snowcone calling Mike Tyson basically an invalid.
What?
Saying I watch him walk, can't walk, falls down, he trips. Basically say he looks like Joe Biden out there.
No, I said he looks like his leg might be hurting him. That's a big difference from being an invalid.
You said he walks around, can't walk, falls down, looks like he tripped and they cut away from him.
My goodness.
That's what you said.
I said he looks like he might have a bad leg that they're hiding a little bit, and I'm worried about it.
Old New Balances that probably has one of those things.
I asked if you thought they did.
That old women wear because they've had knee surgery.
I asked if you thought his shoes had one of those things in it.
I don't think that.
They were weird looking New Balance, and he's wearing them in every.
Millennial son of a bitch. I'm thinking about knocking your ass out right now.
Dude, I want Tyson to win badly.
Well, then try not calling him a crippled.
I didn't. I just said we're going to bet money on it. What are we not trying to cover every single base here? I said maybe he's not as sure on his feet. If he's got a bad leg, are they hiding it from us? Could he knock
sure
him over?
How to make enemies?
Could he knock him over?
War Machine and Tyson coming after you.
Just there's no reason in the world if Tyson ever heard me talk to be upset with me. Only other than what you just said.
He's got to wear a shoe.
Said the thing about his leg. I was like, does his leg look like it hurts him to you?
Trips. Can't even walk.
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't. I did not say that. But I didn't know that they were saying that Jake Paul was a racist. I just saw the slap last night. I didn't think much of it other than, Tyson looks angry. You know, he looks actually angry. It didn't look like it was just for show. And I was excited by it. But then you said something about how people were saying Jake Paul might be racist.
Yeah.
And so I had to look it up to figure it out. They're saying that he may have been mimicking
a gorilla. Yeah.
And
he was on all fours when he went after him.
I found a video where you can see him on all fours a little bit. It looks more like he's walking like a dog than really. I guess I don't know. The gorilla, would you put your hands on like this? But I wouldn't think that Jake Paul would do that purposely. But I don't know the guy. All I know is what I've seen in 3 Netflix docu-episodes. So I guess that's really, not a very informed opinion. But it doesn't seem like something based on the guy I saw on that thing that he would be into. I thought he really liked Mike. He respects Mike, all that stuff. He seemed like he was having, if anything, a hard time turning on the combativeness with Mike. And he's like, I gotta stop being nice to him. You know, he mentioned right. that. The people hate me. I'm over it. They keep yelling at me. Tyson's not respecting me. He's not taking me seriously. So, okay, I figure that's what the slap's all about. But you also, in that article, I think you said it too, Tyson said that he slapped because he stepped on his toe, which it does look like Jake Paul probably steps on his toe, whether that was on purpose or not. But Tyson's just wearing socks, and Jake's got shoes on. Yeah. So, tell you what, watching that video and seeing him slap him, I like my chances a little better.
In that video, I say he doesn't look like he's walking weird. You're like, he does to me. Looks like he's walking weird. That's literally what you said. Don't even, you can't even back. Everything I said is true, but you can't back out. But
no, I do. I do.
You said walking over there during the slap, he looked like he can't walk.
I thought that I said that I see it all the time now, and I don't know if it's one of those things I got in my head because it looked like he had kind of. Snowcone said he thought he saw it in the documentary too. Like it just looked like his leg was bothering him.
Like a little bitch.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah, well,
he got his ass whooped,
took it a little farther than me. Mm-hmm. I just said it looked like he might be hiding something going on with his leg there.
Time for old man to, you know, get shown up a little bit. He's going to get his ass beat.
Hey, I'm betting this money on Tyson.
You know, turn your own mic off, White Claw.
Betting this money on Tyson.
People bitches.
I need to know.
Watch it and drink 12 White Claws. Call him a bitch.
Well, that is what you're going to do, I assume, right? You will watch it.
100% what I'm going to do.
You will be drinking White Claws.
Watch him get his ass beat.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not even going to try and deny that one. You don't actually think he's going to get his ass beat. You're just trying to be...
No, he's going to get his ass beat.
I think a lot of people think that.
Well, I know a lot of people think that, but I thought maybe not him. I know he's younger than me, but he's not that much younger than me. I don't think there's anyone my age or older who wants Jake Paul to win. There might be some people who think he'll win, but God, when we were going through all those predictions, just looking at all the fighters, all the analysts, most of those older guys are giving Tyson, even if they say, I think the youth that Jake Paul has is a big advantage, and I don't think that can be overstated. They still come back around to saying, but if Tyson hits him, I think it's
done. Well, it's also probably who people want to win.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. I think that's why it breaks down by ages like that, because it just seems like anyone who's old enough to remember Tyson at all.
I just saw a bunch of NFL players, the Packers. They were asking all the Packers as they walked out. So those are younger guys.
And what do they say?
Mike Tyson. Every one of them. So even it looks like, you know.
And they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got nervous there for a second, though. I thought you were going to say Jake Paul. I was like, well, I guess it's possible. These guys are probably more familiar with Jake Paul than Tyson. But when you watch those videos of Tyson going around New York, just going out in public and seeing the reaction he gets from everybody, it seems like it's just about everybody. Although I did notice a couple younger people talking a little trash on him when he was out in public. One of them said Jake Paul's going to beat you up, whatever. Yeah. But people love him. Felt like when that documentary came out 12, 15 years ago, however long ago that's been now. At the time, it's hard to remember, but that was sort of like this moment of, are we going to allow Mike Tyson to be in our good graces again? He'd been labeled a rapist and...
Convicted, yeah.
And it kind of was like, okay, you can't think of this guy anymore, can't worship this guy anymore. You can think he's a great fighter, but you can't really... It's not okay to think he's great and talk about him and be a big fan of his because he's a bad person. That's how society had deemed him. That documentary came out, and it was like, hey, watch this documentary. Be kind of making me think that maybe... Right. I think guys like you and me, who I would say liked boxing just a little bit more than average maybe, we already kind of... We're awaiting, like, oh, are we going to accept him back into our good graces? Are we saying that maybe people can change? You know, what is it? Is documentary going to make him look good? I didn't want it to make him look bad. Let's put it that way. Sure. When that documentary came out, it sort of ushered in this new era of Tyson. He was in those movies, The Hangover or whatever, and he got that. I don't know when that cartoon started, but he did the voiceover stuff for that cartoon. I think he plays himself in it, right? That Adult Swim thing. I don't know what that's called. Someone on Twitch can tell me. But it did feel like he was back in pop culture and back in... Sort of our good graces.
Sure.
Like, okay, he's a legend and we're allowed to like him.
Well, if you think about it, of all people get canceled, right? And I hate to use that word, but let's just say it. People get canceled. Movie stars, right? Singers, whatever. We have yet to be able to really cancel a current athlete. As long as they're still good at their sport. So, remember, all the women in the world were like, you know, Kareem Hunt's got to go, got to be gone. Hate him. Get rid of him. I wish the NFL loved me as much as I love them, right?
Trevor Bauer.
Okay. Tyreek Hill, right? all these people. But now, if you go to a Chiefs game, not this weekend, obviously, but a home game, people will be cheering Kareem Hunt, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as you're still good at what you do.
As an athlete.
Right. And the league doesn't get rid of you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If the league gets rid of you, then the league gets rid of you. You're no longer afforded that fandom because you don't have the platform. But if you are in that platform and you're playing for a team and a city, people will cheer you. That's it, period.
Yeah.
There's not one who isn't. There's nobody on a team who's done something horrible where when they go out on that team, their home fans boo them.
No, people sometimes
Name
even
one.
Like them more.
Right.
Other teams will hate
Vic
them more.
Went to Philadelphia.
Yep.
Loved them.
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, yeah, I don't know exactly, but because the gatekeeping in sports is different.
So if the league says you can't do it,
yeah.
That's it. But if you are on that team and you are playing and you are good, nobody's done it.
Because an athlete is more likely to keep a job somewhere.
Right.
Doing what they do.
And then that fan base will root for
you. Roots for them. So it just, it's kind of hard to know for sure if Louis C.K. hadn't been, quote unquote, canceled, at least temporarily. If when all that stuff about Louis C.K. came out, Netflix was like, we love him and we're going to do a Louis C.K. special on Netflix. And he was thought there. Would people have not watched it because Netflix decided to go ahead and run it? It's like, I think the people that we think of as being canceled, it was really that industry kind of took them away from us or made it harder to see these people. Kevin Spacey was the first one,
right?
That I can think of. He kind of started the whole thing. If they had not taken, if they left Kevin Spacey in that movie he already finished filming instead of going in there and filming over it, would people have not gone because
of
him?
The movie industry continues to go on without Kevin Spacey.
Exactly.
It's really hard. So think of the people who are canceled, who have gone away, who are athletes, right? And you're kind of like, even use Kaepernick. Kaepernick, you know, there's an argument that he wasn't that great anymore.
Well,
right. But if Kaepernick would have done what he did and he was Mahomes right now,
There's no
he'd
way.
He'd be playing.
He would have gotten a job.
What about Trevor Bauer? Wasn't he still pretty good?
But Trevor Bauer, yes. But I think he got suspended by the league. I'm saying and Trevor Bauer hasn't come back yet because of the league. What I'm saying is if
the
last
gatekeeper.
Year... the Royals would have picked up Trevor Bauer, and Trevor Bauer was pitching against the Yankees.
People drew for
this
him.
Place would have been going insane.
We got
Trevor Bauer.
If
he would have come out to close the game against the Yankees and win it, people would have been going crazy for Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
It's sports.
Yep.
Sports. We root for our hometown heroes no matter what.
Well, and Tyson was kind of done. By the time they put out that documentary thing, he
was
done.
So
it was, it was difficult. If he'd still been fighting, maybe he wouldn't have had to go through that
whole rape conviction, when he got back, people, you know, when he was fighting Lennox Lewis and that,
people still wanted him to win.
People were rooting for him.
Yeah.
Why? Because he was still great at what he did.
As an athlete.
Right. Yeah. And you know at that point that if they would have said, so baseball can move on, football can move on, all sports can move on, but if Tyson would have gotten out of jail and boxing would have said, you can never box again, the same thing with Muhammad Ali when they canceled him because of the Vietnam War. People hated him.
Yeah.
But then what happened? They started cheering for him again. Why? Because he was great at what he did.
Yeah.
He was great at what he did in the sports arena, right? There's really no way to quantify that. In a how great you are as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
How great you are as an actor, right?
Dramatic
we know Kevin Spacey
actor.
Was a great actor, but if you're doing a movie, you're like, well, we can get somebody as good as Kevin Spacey, right?
Right.
But if you're trying to figure out who the heavyweight champion of the world is, hard to do it without Muhammad Ali.
Right, or Tyson, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, what show?
So the show that apparently had a bad first season that has now gotten better, and the reason they were talking about this, is the Lord of the Rings show. I don't know anything about the Lord of the Rings. I shouldn't say I don't know anything. I did see some of those movies. I think I saw all the original Peter Jackson movies. Didn't see any of the Hobbit ones. My brother was really into Lord of the Rings, so we would go on Christmas. It was an excuse to get out of the house. So I saw those movies.
See the movies?
Yeah, we'd go to see them. I don't really remember them that well, and I'm definitely not like a fan. I'm not crapping on it. I just don't know anything about it. But I do recall when that series came out, there was a lot of talk about how much money Amazon spent on it and that it was bad. I think even Elon Musk tweeted about it when it came out. I feel like he was critical of it, one of the many people who was probably excited and then felt let down. I wouldn't know. If I watched it and I said this stinks, I would just expect that because I don't know what the hell's going on and it's not my thing. But it is kind of crazy that they spent that much money on something. If you just said to me, oh, Amazon's spending record-breaking amount of money on Lord of the Rings, I'd be like, oh, that'll be a smash. It'll be a smash.
Yeah,
didn't even dawn on me.
I didn't know that they even had it. What's it called?
I think it's called Lord of the Rings something. Let me see if there's another name for it. And I did see something about another season. I was like, well, they didn't give up on it, which is maybe good because a lot of times now they just give up on shows. I think it's Rings of Power, I think, is the name of this series. Unless that's the name of this season. I think Rings of Power is the name of the season.
It sounds like something you would like. Did you watch it?
No, I'm not into Lord of the Rings.
But what's the could you be?
I know. It would make sense for me to be, but I tried watching it. I'm just not into it because of the orcs and the trolls.
Oh, that's the best part.
Yeah,
orcs are the best part. So you tried watching the Peter Jackson movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your buddy who's into all that stuff, does he like Lord of the Rings?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I could have seen him being really into it and trying to get you to watch
it. I'm sure he's watched them, but he's not super into it.
Well, there are obviously, I know there's a ton of people that are into Lord of the Rings. I know Stephen Colbert, when I think about that guy talking about Lord of the Rings, Jesus Christ, he loves them. He talks about Lord of the Rings on a show a lot. He's clearly read those books many times.
Than anyone alive.
He really seems like a walking almanac of Lord of the Rings
he can speak
trivia.
Like Elvish.
Yeah, like next level nerdry. Mm-hmm. I know you're rolling your eyes over there, and I don't blame you. It seems kind of crazy. But, you know, I'm glad the guy has a hobby. I know my brothers like it. They read the books. I tried to read the books, and I couldn't do it. I mean, I have a hard time reading the Harry Potter books. Lord of the Rings books were too much. My brothers kept telling me, read the books. Like, I don't want to. I'm not interested. And so my youngest brother said, if you read the first two books, I guarantee you will be hooked after that. You just have to read the first two. And I was like, I won't be hooked. So I finally did. I read the first two, and that was it. I was like, I'm not hooked. And he's like, all right, you're just being an asshole. You're just being a contrarian. I was like, dude, I wouldn't go to all this work.
Right.
Although maybe I would. But
yeah,
I was doing, though, really. I did think, like, well, maybe I'll get into this. Everyone loves those books so much. It seems to be people of all ages that love those Harry Potter books. It just is not my thing. And again, I'm not saying that it's because it's dorky or something like that. I liked Game of Thrones. Lord of the Rings is a little too complicated for me to understand. Did you ever try and read that stuff?
No.
And no one in your family?
My uncle got me those books.
Was he a fan? Or has this happened to get
you
those?
I think so, but I don't know that, you know, he can't speak Elvish or anything. I think he read them. It's like, they're good.
Yeah.
And then bought me, I think maybe for like my birthday or something, it was a trilogy.
I think so, and then there's The Hobbit. I don't know exactly how many books
I think
are.
He bought me, like, you know, three books.
I think it's a trilogy.
Or something.
Yeah, Brooke has it. I've seen it on the bookshelf.
I read, like, you know, like, I don't know, 10 pages. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, it's too much for me. But anyhow, I guess the new season of the show is good. It could just be, too, that they put this article together as a paid promotion for Amazon. Like, hey, the show's better now. You should come back and stick with it. But what are other shows that started off poorly? And like I said earlier, it's usually the opposite, shows that ended poorly. But in this case, it's which one started off bad. And it's a tough one because if I just happen to watch a show when it comes out and it's new and it sucks, and then someone starts telling me a season or two later, you got to watch this, I'm not going back to it.
Right.
That's the problem because I'm going to assume that you liked it and I just don't, and that's that. And I think even if you said, like, no, it gets better, that's a tough sell. You know what I mean? If you had watched a season of Breaking Bad and hated it, and then everyone's talking about it by season three, it's like, I don't want to go back. At least one of these shows I'd heard of before. I knew it had a reputation as certainly not being popular in the beginning, at least. But here's the shows they come up with the worst. And Twitch, you'll have to help us on this because I know a lot of these shows we have not seen. Star Trek: The Next Generation. Next Generation is the big one. I think, you know, they had the original series with Shatner and all those guys, Nimoy. But then The Next Generation, that kind of ushered in all these guys who I think now are probably guys and gals who are in their, maybe in their late 40s, 50s, and 60s now. They're just like huge Star Trek fans. When I talk to those people, I used to always assume that they must love the original series and those original movies. And a lot of them might like that stuff, but so many of them are just specifically fans of Next Generation. That's the one with Picard, the bald guy. Yeah, did you even know that? If I said Next Generation, would you be able to figure out which one that is?
Are
you,
like, I would have guessed aware that, but
that it was the
I
second
wouldn't have
one?
Known for sure.
Yeah, because I know they did a bunch of them after that, but I think Next Generation was still probably, at least of all those, was biggest. Apparently it had bad first season. Now, I will say, I like the original Star Trek movies, the Shatner movies. My brother, different brother, used to take me to see those. And I liked them enough that I even bought Star Trek Christmas ornaments when I was a kid.
Oh,
and,
really? You loved it.
And I really liked the movies, and I watched the original show. But I never really got into Next Generation. At the time, it was on cable. It's not like I could go watch it on demand. There weren't DVDs of it, so I just felt like, oh, I've sort of missed that. Right. So I just watched the old ones. I watched the movies. People kept saying, you got to watch Next Generation. So I finally did give it a go. And I watched, I think, all of the first season and thought, you know, I think I can live without this. Now I'm seeing that they're saying, oh, no, no, this is one of the greatest examples of a show that got much better after its first season, so maybe I give up too soon. But I have seen the first season of that.
So will you go watch the second season?
Now I'm kind of curious. Like, maybe it did get a lot better.
There you go. You just proved yourself wrong.
Yeah, I might. But I am sort of a Star Trek fan, wanting to be a fan of that. Right. I know people love it. But Parks and Recreation, never saw it.
Never saw it.
I've never heard someone say that it started off bad. I thought of that show like Amy Poehler's 30 Rock. You had Tina Fey do 30 Rock, you had Amy Poehler do Parks and Rec, and just like, not making fun of Amy Poehler, but just like on SNL, I felt like Tina Fey was a little bit more popular than Amy Poehler. Her show, 30 Rock, was a little bit more popular than Parks and Rec. I could be wrong.
Right, I don't know.
You tell me Parks and Rec was a bigger show. I don't know anything about it. I know that it launched, I think, Chris Pratt, right? Was that what he started on?
No idea.
Parks and Rec? I think that was his show. And who's the guy with the mustache that everyone loves so much? And they sell T-shirts with his face
Nick
on
Offerman.
It. Offerman.
I've never watched a second of that.
I have not either.
You might have seen clips in foreign language. I've never watched a second of it.
I've seen videos that people will post sometimes. That's literally any seconds of it I've seen is like this funny clip from Parks and Rec. And I might know that it's from Parks and Rec if I see Chris Pratt, but that's it. The next show on the list I've never even heard of. It says it's AMC, but it's Halt and Catch Fire?
Nope.
Have you heard of this?
Nope.
No. Okay. Me neither. Sex in the City. I have seen
never
Sex in the
it.
City. My girlfriend in high school really liked it a lot. Like, enough so that it was appointment viewing. So,
and you watched it with her?
We would watch it together, yeah. She'd spend the night at my house.
In high school?
Yeah, I know. My brothers were just like, what is going on? You're allowed to have girls spend the night.
But her parents would let her spend the night?
Yeah, that was weird, too, that her parents. You know, I always thought about
it. If your parents were like, he's not even really our kid. It's our kid's kid.
Okay.
Like, whatever, he lives here.
Okay.
Like, we've checked out. Even if they were really your parents, and they're still like, look, you know, she's 20 years younger than all our other kids. We're done parenting.
That was part of it. They said it, my mom said it was because it helped my depression. That's what she told my brothers. That they were worried about my mental state and that her being around seemed to help. But you know what? I actually never have really thought about why her parents allowed
her. No, her parents, like, just go spend the night.
Kind of weird.
House.
But yeah, she spent the night. I mean, I was.
And you guys went to school in the morning?
17, 18. We usually spent the night on weekends, but we did spend the night sometimes on weeknights.
And you get dressed in the morning and go to school?
I think most of the time she would get up early enough to run back to her house, but there were times where she would leave. She would bring stuff over and leave from the house with me. We'd just ride together.
That is crazy.
Yeah, right?
My parents would not go for that.
Yeah, why did her parents allow that? Because that's the parent. If you say
I'm not so
someone's
sure
parents,
I would be totally against it, to be honest with you, but there's no way my parents would have allowed that.
Well, how about the parents of the girl allowing the girl to spend the night at someone else's house? That's actually more shocking, I would think.
I think all of it's shocking.
It is all shocking, but maybe even more so that her parents. I liked her mom a lot, though. We got along well. Angel, never seen Angel, but I have heard people talk about that show. Never watched it. I think that was like, I see it on Hulu. I don't know where it was originally. Someone could tell me. But the final show that they put, I think, is like the top one that started off, had a really bad first season and then got better, is Seinfeld. I know you're not a Seinfeld fan.
No, is that true?
But the first season was definitely not the best. I mean, it's rough. It's like the very first episode, there's no Elaine. They're still trying to kind of figure it out. But I've heard that the show took, I think, two or three seasons before it even got popular. That's the big story with Seinfeld, is that, oh, back then networks used to give these shows time, and if they had canceled Seinfeld in the first or second, they would have missed out on the biggest series of all time because it went on to become the biggest sitcom of all time. But I think they said it took like three seasons. There was an interview that Jerry Seinfeld did on 60 Minutes a long time ago, and he talked about how they did test audiences and they didn't like it in the beginning, and he blamed it on being on Wednesday night. He said for some reason it never worked on Wednesday night, and then as soon as they moved it to Thursday night, people loved it.
So that's on Wednesday?
I don't know. I really don't know. But remember that whole thing on NBC for years was Thursday night, their Thursday night lineup. I think that's where they put Friends, later, right? Huge. It was always Thursday night, Wednesday night. Is that where Big Bang Theory was, or is that not?
Sure.
That's probably CBS. For some reason, CBS. I feel like Big Bang Theory
was CBS.
But there was other shows on there that I haven't seen. Always Sunny. I've watched the first season. I hadn't thought about that. I got the DVD, and my friend said, if you like Workaholics, you'll like Always Sunny. And he did tell me to make it past the first season. He was like, just start with the second season. I can't do that. I was like, no, I'll just start from the beginning. And I thought it was fine. Have you watched it?
I've watched episodes and thought it was funny.
Yeah, I like those guys. I like all of them.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
His wife, whatever. I like the whole
crew. I haven't watched every episode.
Yeah, I just couldn't get super into it.
It surprised me you two aren't really into
that show. What people said. So many times I was like, I need to watch it. Right. I think once I started watching Workaholics, that was the final straw. People were like, Jesus Christ, just watch.
Just knowing
it's Always Sunny.
I thought you two would have seen every episode.
Maybe I should try it again. BoJack Horseman, did you watch that?
No.
Okay. They put that on the list, which I thought people liked that at first, and then I actually don't know. But they said the first season was the worst one. And Justified, which I never watched. I think my brothers did. I think that was the FX show, right?
No idea.
I think it was a Fox show. I know we don't watch a lot of series. What's the last series you watched all the way through? Friday Night Lights?
Loudermilk.
Oh, Loudermilk.
Loudermilk.
Okay. You know, Loudermilk. You liked Friday Night Lights.
I did. What's the one with...
Penguin, which was just one
Penguin
season.
Penguin was great. The one where he's the baseball announcer, Hank Azaria.
Oh, I thought that was... Oh, Loudermilk is the... Okay, yes. I know the one you're talking about. Didn't you just bring that up yesterday? Maybe you said Loudermilk, and I was...
Yeah,
when you said Loudermilk, I think of the Hank Azaria show.
Loudermilk is that other guy.
Yeah.
Ryan. From Office Space, whatever.
Yeah.
Ron Livingston?
Livingston, yeah, that's him.
I always think of the Hank Azaria one, too, though.
Yeah.
What is that called?
I don't know. You have to look it up.
Have you seen it?
The baseball announcer.
Yeah, have you watched it?
What's it called?
We can't think of it. That's what we're trying to figure out.
All right.
Oh, his name. Whatever his name
Brockmire.
Is.
Brockmire.
Brockmire.
That's it.
Yeah.
Brockmire.
Loudermilk and Brockmire. I watched both those around the same time. I think they're great. Both of them are great.
This is the audience test on the pilot back in 1989. Pilot performance
weak.
Weak. Here's another great line. Viewers felt that Jerry needed a better backup ensemble. Can you imagine a better backup ensemble than those three people?
Yeah, it was really weird that Wednesday night, for some reason, people didn't want to laugh. They had us on Wednesday, and they kept pushing Wednesday. As soon as we moved to Thursday, we were a big hit. But we were on Wednesday for 3 years, and nobody would get into it.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Before we get out of here, we got to do this 2005 game that everybody's been doing. Do you see the 2005 thing?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I thought that could be fun. But
2005?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think where we were in 2005, what we were doing.
We're right here.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, well, let me think. All the things have changed. No, we're right here. The only thing that, you know, I guess Laz would probably be carrying one of those, maybe that red Nokia phone that you had.
Yeah.
Still have that in 2005. And... Well, that's about it. I didn't have hair by then. It was already gone. So, yeah, really, wow. We have just been coasting.
Exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. We're just coasting right along. But remember yesterday I told you there was a story about the...
By the way, I was in a line at the pharmacy at the drive-thru. I'm sitting there. There's a guy, you know, in the pharmacy lane next to me, right? And he rolls out his window. I roll down his window and he goes, hey, man, I missed your show. And I said, oh, well, thank you. And I said, hey. You know, we're still on 98.9 The Rock. He's like, I didn't know.
Oh, well, come on. I thought we were getting the word out there.
Right.
What the hell is going on?
He said, all right, I'll listen today. So there you go. If you're listening, I appreciate you guys at CVS Pharmacy.
Yeah, and tell somebody else who might not know.
Yeah.
Please.
Who knew?
Appreciate it. Just tell everybody at the pharmacy. They like hearing stuff like that while they're waiting in line. Did you know? Church of Lazo's on 98.9 The Rock. Yesterday, there was a story about the... tech company that created an AI grandmother, and the whole purpose of this AI grandmother is to mess with phone scammers who call.
Oh, I like that.
And now there's audio of it. I'm guessing you didn't hear this. It's pretty good. They just give us some highlights, and this is in the UK, but they said in the story yesterday that this AI grandmother keeps these scammers on the phone for about 40 minutes, which is pretty good. Just completely waste their time.
Hello, scammers. I'm your worst nightmare. I'm an AI created by O2 to waste phone scammers' time. So, W is then a dot.
Three times W and then dot.
I think your profession is bothering people, right?
I'm just trying to have a little chat.
It's nearly been an hour! For the love of...
gosh, how time flies. It's showing me a picture of my cat, Fluffy.
It's showing you the picture of your cat, Fluffy.
Stop calling me dear, you stupid...
Got it, dear. Because while they're busy talking to me, they can't be scamming you. And let's face it, dear, I've got all the time in the world.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's good.
And I've, as my mom's elderly, lives alone, I just try and tell her, don't answer the phone. And it's hard to do. Yeah. She's like, I have doctor's appointment stuff. I can't save every doctor's number in my phone. And I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. Because if I get a call from an unknown number, I don't answer it. Huh?
I have mine go straight silent.
Yeah, me too. I don't even see that they called. Mm-mm. So until afterwards, it just says you have a missed call because it automatically silences it. If they can't leave me a message, then and if that message is just hello, then yeah, that's not enough. If you told me that you were a legitimate person with a legitimate business, then I might call you back. But otherwise, don't. And you know what? They never leave those messages.
No,
they never say, this is so-and-so from such-and-such.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of them will be marked as scam likely. Is that what yours says? The caller ID thing. Scam likely. Yeah, but some of them don't.
Yeah.
So I just tell my mom, if they start talking to you, never buy gift cards. Never ever buy gift cards.
Never buy anything.
Never ever give any of your real personal information. Last for your social. I know you need that sometimes. Okay, fine. But definitely don't give away anything to make payments. If they're saying you need to set up a thing to make payments, recurring payments, one-time payment, just don't do it. Never.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock. KQRC Leavenworth, Kansas City's rock station. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Well, I don't remember what day it was. Last week, maybe it was earlier this week. We're talking about that Adam Sandler movie, Blind Date. You know, you wake up tomorrow and it turns out a bunch of years have passed and you don't even realize it. But so this is sort of similar, but the game that took off online was people saying, okay, you wake up tomorrow morning and it's 2005. None of this actually happened. This was all a dream.
Okay.
You wake up tomorrow morning, it's 2005. What do you do? I mean, the obvious thing there, one of the first things is you start thinking about how can I get rich? And I saw a lot of people talking about that, which I understand, right?
Yeah.
You say, okay, I'm going to buy stock in Netflix. I'm going to buy stock in these different companies.
Apple, I'm guessing. Yeah. Bitcoin.
Yeah, it might be.
Just remember whatever that comes
Keep an eye out for that.
Write that down on a piece of paper.
Somebody said, I'm going to convince Blockbuster to buy Netflix. Okay, well, good luck with that.
I'm not going to do
that. Also, how about just buying some stock in Netflix? Like, why are you worried about Blockbuster?
Right.
You feel bad for them? Does your dad work there or something? I will tell you this. I will not convince Laszlo and Nick Wright to buy Blockbuster stock again.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I can learn from my mistake. And even though I guess I'm waking up and thinking this was all a dream, well, actually, now I think about it. If I wake up and I think it's all a dream, then I would probably think, I got to buy this Blockbuster stock because that was just a dream that it didn't work. It's going to work. And if I tell them not to buy it, and then it's just going to absolutely end up working this time. I don't know. Hopefully, I'll learn from my mistakes.
Right.
But let's just pretend like it's not a dream. Let's pretend like you just went back and it's 2005. Then definitely learn from those mistakes. Would you be happy about your personal life, happier about your personal life, if you woke up in 2005? Like, these are the things I can do. For you, it's tough because you've gone through a divorce, but you also have two sons. And so you wouldn't want anything in the world to jeopardize the butterfly effect.
Right. So I'd have to stay with my ex through...
having the kids, right?
Yes. Through 2012.
Okay. So that's what you would do.
Right.
And then once you get 2012, you say, I know this isn't going to work. So...
yeah.
Unless things, for some reason, this time around are working.
Are we doomed to live the same thing over again?
No, it doesn't say that you are.
I guess, like, if my kid came out and he didn't look like my kid now, then I'd just leave then.
Yeah.
Right, I'd be like, oh, well, this is crazy. But I don't know. I guess I'd do a couple things differently and the same to see how it played out.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, is this going to work out exactly the same no matter what, or can I change it? What Marvel universe are we in?
Yeah.
Is it changeable or is it not? Because if it's changeable, then, you know, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, career stuff... I don't feel like there were these big moments where we went, oh, damn it, we turned that down and we shouldn't have. We're a whole lot of offers rolling through that we're like, should we take it? So I don't know how much I would change career-wise because as of right now, I'm working.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't change anything.
Love my job. And
yeah, I wouldn't change anything.
Got a great boss.
That'd be fine.
Everything's good. So I don't
know. What about you? Would you get married again or would you just not?
I'd probably wouldn't, I guess. The question
is,
2005.
Well, then you wouldn't meet your fiancé
now. Right.
That's my thing. Like, do you know how much it changes?
Yeah.
Like, if I don't get married, which I wouldn't do, but if I don't get married, then do I not have Yero and Chacho? Or do I have Yero and Chacho anyway, just with a different person? That would be ideal.
Yeah. I mean, having kids is a totally different thing.
Right.
You have to try and figure
it
out.
You have to do the first one.
I convinced myself that, okay, well, so I don't have to get married, but I think at least that I will be able to still find my fiance.
Yeah, you know who she is.
I know she is, and you know, we've met, so maybe I try and pursue that. But also, like, do you just go through that stuff because you know, at least you know now.
Right.
You can be comfortable for however many years knowing.
Right, you got to do
the future
on life. So,
yeah,
like,
until
if you don't get married, for you, if you don't get married, you don't have anything to lose.
Right, but also,
it could open up a whole different world of opportunities.
It could, but it could also be bad things. Whereas
right.
if I follow the same path, then I know, okay, at least up until November of 2024, I know what life's going to be like, so I don't have to be freaked out.
But none of them. None of the things that could happen. Okay, minus if you're in my situation, you have kids, and you
yeah.
don't get the same kids. That would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean, you know, you could get better kids. What do I know? I'm being honest, right?
No,
like,
I know.
You don't know. Like, you have no idea. Like,
mind F.
Right. So, you don't know. I mean, so, but you'd want to try to have the same kids. But other than that, like, what else you can, it doesn't matter. Like, you, so what, you don't get married, you go find your fiancé now, you're doing all of this, only extremely wealthy.
Yeah, because I got that.
It makes everything that you went through that was bad, great now.
Well, that's true. No matter, even if you tried to stay on the same
exactly.
path, you're not going through because you're going to get wealthy.
Because you bought stock.
You're going to get
because
rich.
You did whatever.
You're
going to
buy
know,
Bitcoin
right.
soon as it comes out, you're going to buy Netflix stock, you're going to do
right.
all those things, you're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably not going to be working.
No.
All that stuff's going to change.
You don't even have to remember all the years. Just know, you know, somewhere around this time start, you know,
oh, yeah.
laying a lot of money on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And 2014 and 15, I'm betting the Royals, right?
Yes.
Like, I've got, I don't have to have all the years, but I got
don't
enough. I got a good idea.
Exactly. Even if you're not smart, which I'm
right.
not, and don't have that almanac, there's enough of those big things that
right.
you can go, I know this.
Right.
I know this. And, yeah. Sports betting would be one
mm-hmm.
that most people could get at least a few things.
A few things,
and
right.
you're confident. You go, yeah, I know.
Right.
I know this is the year that this happens.
Right, when Brady goes to Tampa Bay, I don't know what those odds were, but...
When Brady lost to Eli in the Super Bowl that
oh,
year,
yeah,
I mean, that probably would have paid very, very well.
Right.
And you would have been too scared to put everything on
and
that because...
If you don't remember that year, once it gets to it, you could bet on the Super Bowl. But going into it, when Brady leaves the Patriots and goes to Tampa Bay,
yeah.
I can bet beginning of the year he's going to win it all. Like, those are big
yeah.
things.
The only reason I thought I could remember that Patriots game is because it was that undefeated season.
I'm just saying I don't know what year that is.
Yeah, but it was a season they're going for a perfect season, right?
So, right, so I couldn't bet it at the beginning of the year because I don't know which
oh,
year.
Oh, I get what you're saying. To start the
right,
year.
They'd have to run
yeah.
through a bunch of undefeated games.
Yeah, which would pay a lot yeah. better. I was just saying, once it gets there, you can feel confident betting everything you got
yep.
on that, whereas
yep.
you certainly wouldn't have done that. If you lived through
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Might have paid well, but there's a reason that stuff pays well, because it's not supposed
to happen.
But you're
going to have so much money anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're literally going to have so much money.
You really don't have to worry about it. There's just so many opportunities to make money, even if you have a very small
right.
amount to start with.
Right.
Doesn't
I mean,
matter.
Just even, like, because you have, you know. Like, I don't know what, you know, whoever you like celebrities or athletes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in 2005, you're like, well, is Seth Rogen, does anybody know who he is?
Right.
Well, I should go talk to him.
Well, okay, so that's, I was going
right,
to ask about that.
I should be
that.
Friends with him, right? Like, you know, I've got, this is easy.
I thought it was weird that people didn't mention anything like that as responses, because I would think that once you get the money taken care of, which you'll be able to do,
mm-hmm.
your ego would still come into play, and you could make yourself a name that lives on.
Of course.
By associating with it. You could go talk to people, Seth Rogen, whoever it is. Say, I need to find this person. I'm going to talk to this person. I have this idea for this thing that hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about apps on a smartphone.
Yep.
We'll call it the iPhone. Whatever it is.
Of
you
course.
Find these people and you become part of that conversation. And now your name lives on. Walter Isaacson or whatever his name is writes biographies about you. You know,
right,
you could
yeah.
become that just by knowing what's
easy.
Around the corner. And I'm surprised that people don't answer that, because I think there would be an urge a little bit there. You've got the money. You've got whatever comes with that, the nice things. Wouldn't it also be nice to have some of that respect of being Because there's respect with money, but there's also some respect that comes with being like Steve Jobs.
Things, right. Yeah, and doing things.
And just doing those things. You accomplish
something. You have to be careful.
Very careful.
I don't want people to think I'm a time traveler or something and like freak out. So you just have to do it like slyly. Like pick something that you're good at.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe you're like, man, I'm, you know, I you could be Dave Portnoy in a second. You could start your own Barstool Sports. Mm-hmm. You could call it Barstool before Barstool started.
Yeah.
You could be like, I'm really good at like stocks and sports.
Yeah.
And then just be that guy.
Yep.
You could nail it.
And you could just have these ideas.
Than anybody's ever done it.
You could have ideas for tech companies that you know work. So, hey, you know what you should switch to? I think everyone's going to switch to a subscription-based streaming model.
Right.
You know, just go talk to Microsoft or whoever it is and be like, this is the plan. Because they'll hire you. One of those places is eventually going to hire you with all these ideas that you have. Just sit down for an interview with somebody and say, here's all of my ideas. And if you go through everything you know is a success, and you take some time to just jot those things down, they're going to go, this person has a lot of good ideas. And they're probably going to give you that job. And then once you get that job, then you can start saying, all right, team, build this for
me. I'm not working.
That's the thing. How hard am I working? I don't want to work very hard. I don't want to work very hard.
I'm coming with my own team.
Yeah.
Of, hey, let's start creating apps.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, computers are going to be in our pockets.
Right.
I don't know how they did it. I don't want to take credit for that.
Yeah, we need to sell the idea.
What we need to do is get the idea, because they're going to come up with computers in our pockets that they use as phones. What we need to do is come up with ideas for applications for that.
Yep.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah. Basically,
boom,
shortcuts.
Like, wow, that's really...
It's such a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Or just take software and turn it into shortcuts, essentially. Just push it, and that tells it to open up all those things. And with ideas like that, I think someplace would hire you. But yeah, if you're not careful, next thing you know, you're working. Some people might want to work. Some people might think it's great to be in that office and to be so well-respected. I don't want to work.
And so that would be the new CEO of Cam Soda?
Well... You could do that. I don't know.
I like that.
Have you seen any areas for improvement? I feel like you already like what they're doing. I think you might screw it up if you're not careful.
I don't want to have it up.
You got to be careful. But I'm with you. I don't want to start working. But I do think I could find myself getting bored. I have the money. I have all the stuff going. I should accomplish something. This is my chance to accomplish something. To at least pretend like I've accomplished it. And I'll go down in history as accomplishing something. I'll put my name in the record books. But
right.
Maybe not. Maybe it's like I like my boat
too much.
Right. No.
Because then some of the things that you know work may not work.
Yeah.
Depending on what time frame universe.
Right. You gotta be careful.
So like, if I'm like, well, why? You know, I'm gonna stop. Like, it doesn't matter who to pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stop Bush from becoming president, or I'm gonna stop Obama from becoming president. Well, now all the stuff you know, like then maybe if it doesn't all work out that way, then. You know, there is no Facebook for you to invest in. Now you're screwed.
Right.
So I can't do anything crazy major. I can't stop things from happening the way that they happen, or else it may not. While it may be good for the world, it'll be bad for me.
Oh, man. Speaking
see
of
what I'm saying?
Facebook.
So I got to, like, play it pretty close to the vest and just, you know, let the world play out, but me know which way that wave is going.
Yeah.
And then just ride it. So, like, yeah, I know what happens here.
Yeah, because, you'll make the money. You can do
you're
that stuff without screwing stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a part of it, I think there's
you're
a way.
It's a part of it. So, like, you know, when Facebook becomes public, you're like, yeah, invest in that. You know, Amazon, invest in that. Right? Well, like, it's done. The money's easy. I don't have to know too much. And then with all that money, bet on the Royals won the World Series in 2015. Like, wow.
If you're not positive the year, we'll do it. Bet it 3 years in a row.
Right,
Oh, there's Hosmer. Those guys are showing up now. Yeah, okay, we'll start betting. Because I'm guessing by then you'll have the money to do it.
Right.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Remember earlier I said... there was news about Pamela Anderson.
I remember earlier you said Mike Tyson's a bitch and he can't walk.
Yeah, didn't say that. I wasn't kidding about the Pam Anderson thing. They're saying she's going to win an Oscar, Laszlo.
For what?
An Oscar. It's called The Last Showgirl. She's like a Vegas showgirl who's been at it a long time and looks like she's looking for
places,
work in the
please.
Trailer.
For the final performance of the Razzle Dazzle.
Me in Las Razzle Vegas used to treat us like movie stars. Costumes. Sets. We were ambassadors for style and grace. The Las Vegas showgirl.
Like, you know, showgirls except serious. I thought Showgirls was a fine movie. No, I was like 9 or 10 when it came out. So
it's a Gia Coppola movie.
I thought it was pretty good. But anyhow, they're saying that Pamela Anderson could win an Oscar.
Pamela Anderson, Jamie Lee Curtis, Dave Bautista.
Yeah, he's like the looks like he's the other main
Jason
star
Schwartz,
there.
Man?
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Batista, like he's a genuinely good actor. I think he's a better actor than The Rock. I know The Rock's a bigger star. I'm not arguing that, but Batista's like a he's a genuinely good actor. He's been in a lot of good stuff, and he's usually pretty good in it. Do you think Pam Anderson was
Miley
the,
Cyrus recorded a song for it?
Ooh, do you think that Pam Anderson was the hottest woman of the '90s of all time? Of the
yeah, she's up there.
Because seeing her in this, there's the scene, she's not wearing any makeup, and I guess that's a thing now. She doesn't wear makeup. I heard somebody talking about that on social media. I don't know if it's true, if she goes out a lot without makeup, but she looks pretty damn good. And it's hard to imagine that it's 2024 and she was famous in the 90s. I'm kind of surprised that anybody would say that Pamela Anderson was not the hottest woman of the 90s, but some people say that she wasn't the hottest.
Well, who would be hotter? I mean, I'm open to it.
I'll tell you. Give me a sec. So I take it now that you probably started trying to look to see what people are saying, right? And it's shocking that Pamela Anderson... There's two people that I would think, okay, they're going to say for the hottest woman of the 90s, either Pamela Anderson, I bet money that she'll be top. But maybe they'll say Jeannie McCarthy. You know, I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't even have thought her. Smith.
I think I just like Jennifer Aniston.
Denise Richards.
Denise Richards. Well, you know who's on a lot
Carmen
of these
Electra.
Lists? Carmen Electra is a good one.
I think
but hotter than Pamela Anderson?
Carmen Electra in that Scream movie is...
I know. She's
the hottest
she's
person ever.
But Pamela
like,
Anderson...
when you see her running through the spring, you're like, well, I know that's... We're not even... I'm not positive we're the same species.
It looks like a different... It is a different level of human being.
Right.
But I'm saying Pam Anderson was there.
But Carmen Electra in that scene is...
Pam Anderson was, like, even in the sex tape, you're talking about a low-quality tape. She's not like she's done all of her makeup and lighting and everything, yeah, and she just looked... There's not a flaw on her. What I'm surprised by... I think she's beautiful, but Elizabeth Hurley was on multiple lists as, like, the third or second hottest woman of the 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. You'd put her that high up there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Well, Jennifer Love Hewitt's on a lot of these lists, too. I'll tell you who they say the 20... This is who the internet voted on, the 20 hottest women of the 90s. Alicia Silverstone is 20.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock, 19. Sandra Bullock is something. Okay. I will argue, though, that Sandra Bullock actually got even hotter in the 2000s. I thought she looked even better. Christina Applegate, no arguing that she's a stunner. She's 18. Kathy Ireland, number 17. I told you I went to school with her cousin.
No.
And her cousin looked a lot like her.
Really?
And isn't it crazy? Her cousin wasn't, like, super popular, but yet we all knew that she was Kathy Ireland's cousin, and she looked... There was resemblance there. And they had the same last name. But people weren't, like, lining up to date her. Kids are so dumb. Boys are so dumb. Girls are so dumb. Like, at that age, you think, oh, well, for some reason, she's not real popular, so maybe I shouldn't ask her out. Maybe there's something wrong with her. I think she got more popular later, but just as a kid looking back, why wasn't I asking to be her boyfriend?
Sarah Michelle Gellar on that list?
She's on some of these. I don't know if she's in the top 20. Cindy Crawford is up there on a lot of them. This one, she's 16, though. And again, this was voted on by the internet. Faith Hill, 15. Okay, Faith Hill is pretty. I just wouldn't put her in the top 20. Charlize Theron, 14. Marissa Tomei, 13. Now, Marissa Tomei, something else. I just watched Before the Devil Knows He Dead, which I think came out in 2000, and she's naked in that movie a lot, and she's something else. Denise Richards, number 12. Denise Richards, I would say, is, like you're talking about Carmen Electra, she's on that level of, is this real life?
Yeah.
Are you a real person?
Denise Richards.
Did they somehow fake this? Is that special effects? I mean, her and Wild Things, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer. I would argue Michelle Pfeiffer, one of the most beautiful women of all time. But I might put her on my 80s list. I don't think of her necessarily as a 90s chick. Penelope Cruz is number 10. Now we're in the top 10. Halle Berry, number 9. And I should have guessed Halle Berry because I know people... rate her way up there all the time, but didn't cross my mind. Halle Berry's great. But they've got her at 9. Shania Twain at 8. Now, look, Shania Twain's hot.
Yeah, she is.
And she was real hot in that music video. But top 10 hottest women of the 90s? I don't know. Maybe. There's a lot of other women on this list that I'd probably put in the top 10. You mentioned Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think there was a time when you said Jennifer Love Hewitt was probably...
I mean, she's up there for me.
One of your top two or three favorites.
Right. Jennifer Aniston, Carmen Electra, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Denise Richards.
Definitely had that good good girl kind of look down.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
the,
for sure.
Like the girl from church or whatever. She just looked like the good girl. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
I think she's pretty. There are people, obviously, a lot of them, who think she's one of the hottest of all time. I don't know. I wouldn't put her in my top 10 for the 90s. But that's just me. Jennifer Aniston is high on the list, which you both mentioned her, and I would definitely put her up there. Jennifer Connelly, they actually have beating Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Connelly is stunning. I think Jennifer Connelly and Natalie Portman are beautiful, like just beautiful women. When I'm talking Pam Anderson, talking like hot.
It's a whole different
hot women of the 90s, right? I want hot women of the 90s, and this is supposed to be hottest women of the 90s. Jennifer Connelly is beautiful. I told you Liz Hurley, almost at the very top of the list. And then number one, Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
People love her.
Yeah.
Love her.
I'm fine with that. You can't argue with any of those.
No, well, I could. I mean, for my top 10, I might leave some of those people out.
Woman I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and like you, like Carmen Electra, she wasn't in, you know, she should have made that top 20 for you. Demi Moore was just out of the top 20, and I would probably put Demi Moore in my top 20. I might even put her in my top 10.
I mean, but she might be more of the 80s.
Yeah, that's fair. I liked her, though.
You said that.
I liked her in Striptease, though, the best, so I guess I liked her in the 90s the best. But yeah, I'm with you, like, there was a couple of those on there that I thought, Michelle Pfeiffer, I might put her on the 80s list. Stacey Dash is a good one. I saw her on, I think, this list somewhere. Shannon Elizabeth in American Pie is another one where I was 17 when that movie came out. I had that same feeling like you're talking about. Is this real? Is she real? She's on another level. And in that movie, she was, in those movies, she was perfect. I'm looking to see how far down I have to scroll for Carmen Electra, which is a bit of a joke here. Carmen Electra, they've got down at number 28, Lazlo.
Yeah.
Down with Kim Basinger and Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano's here. Yeah. And how does Britney Spears is 31? If you asked me in 1999, I'm pretty sure Britney Spears would have been in my top three, and I think she would have been in a lot of people's. Everyone wanted to see a little bit more of Britney. Mm-hmm. She was doing those snake dancing videos on the VMAs. I'm shocked that she's so low. I think people forget
how
much people were obsessed with Britney Spears.
Well, I can't stop looking at Carmen Electra, so we can be done with this.
You know what, though, Lazo? I was just saying, I don't know if she counts as a 90s woman or not, but the way you talk about Carmen Electra, there is one other woman where in a movie I thought, this is beyond perfect. This is, I almost need to excuse myself. And that was Jessica Simpson. And Jessica Simpson in Dukes of Hazzard,
when
she comes into that office and rips that trench coat off. Oh, man.
Hey, look, I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything about Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra in that Scream movie.
Yeah, I've got to take, take Jessica Simpson. Just the slightest edge, I got to give it to Jessica.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 88.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
They have just that clip on YouTube. YouTube's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I've seen that, like, as a GIF, I see it pop up. Maybe because the algorithms know I like it. You're talking about a sprinkler, right? Which you've seen a sprinkler, yeah. I remember watching that with my brother, and my brother saying, look at there, and he pauses it. He's like, see how she's got, like, those lines down there? He's like, I don't even know what those are. Like, they were, like, that person was built to wear a Speedo, or not a Speedo, but a thong or whatever down there. And he's like, it's like the lines are already there, made by God. I'm like, she is something special.
Yeah.
She truly, truly is. I mean, look, there's no ugly woman on this list.
No, for sure.
Obviously, but I was surprised you have to go down so far. They had Pam Anderson down in the 50s. It just seems a little crazy, but anyhow. Well, who are you going to what's the last celebrity you masturbated thinking about?
Well, there's no celebrities on Cam Soda.
So it's just porn stars?
Yeah, porn stars. I haven't done that in a long time. I mean,
Do you ever like any particular porn stars? Like, search them out? Or is it just whatever's in front of you?
I know you are. You know their names and stuff. I just like,
I used to know a couple, that I liked. But I don't know any now. But there used to be a couple I liked. But you're more of a Cam Soda guy. I liked, everybody liked Sasha Gray. I liked her. Mm-hmm. I was like in early 2000s. And I liked Missy Stone was one I liked a lot. Yeah.
Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.